Today is Tuesday, June 8th. We'll tell you about a first-of-its-kind effort to get money back from a cyber criminal group. Also, why President Biden's Justice Department is now defending former President Trump in court. Plus, a heat wave affecting a large part of the country, a possible breakthrough in Alzheimer's treatment that comes with some controversy, and another record broken by an American gymnast. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in about 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Lacey Evans, filling in for Erica Mandy during her maternity leave. You ready? Let's do this. The cyber attack that shut down a major U.S. fuel pipeline really didn't pay off quite like the hackers thought it would. Remember, Colonial Pipeline, that supplies 45% of gas on the East Coast, paid hackers millions of dollars in cryptocurrency after it was hacked. The company hoped by paying the ransom, it would get a decrypting tool to get the computer network running again. But that tool didn't even work well enough for the company to use it. Well, flash forward to this week, and American officials say they recovered most of the ransom. It was thanks to the new Ransomware and Digital Extortion Task Force. The U.S. government launched that group to crack down on cyber attacks like this one. And the task force was able to hack into the cyber criminal's Bitcoin wallet to get the money back. It's said to be the first time the U.S. has ever had to go that route. Authorities are also looking to punish the people responsible. The pipeline hackers are thought to be from a Russia-based criminal group called DarkSide. The FBI has been looking into that group since last year, but it also has hundreds of others on its radar. As they investigate, authorities are also encouraging companies to invest in cybersecurity now to avoid becoming the next victim. In a highly unusual move, the Justice Department under President Biden decided to defend former President Trump in a defamation lawsuit. This all goes back to a long-standing dispute between Trump and columnist E. Jean Carroll. She said the former president raped her in a department store dressing room back in the 90s. Well, while Trump was in office, he called her a liar and said he had never met her before. Carroll says that is not true and that Trump ruined her reputation, so she's suing him for defamation. The Justice Department, under Trump, took over the case. And just last year, President Biden criticized Trump over that, accusing the former president of using the Justice Department like his own law firm. Well, now, Biden's Justice Department actually agrees with Trump. In a filing last night, it said public officials can and often must address allegations that could lead people to doubt whether they're fit for office. Or in other words, that Trump was acting within his official duties as president. Well, this caught Carroll's lawyers by surprise. They released a statement saying it's, quote, truly shocking that the current Department of Justice would allow Donald Trump to get away with lying. The New York Times says this latest twist could lead to Carroll's lawsuit getting dismissed. To be continued. The U.S. has a new task force focused on smuggling and human trafficking. Federal prosecutors will be working with the Department of Homeland Security to take down criminal networks out of Latin America. And they'll train law enforcement in Latin America to conduct their own investigations. It comes during a huge surge of migrants arriving at the U.S. southern border. As Axios reports, since October 1st, Border Patrol agents have stopped nearly 900,000 migrants. That's almost double what the U.S. typically records in a full year. Of course, this new task force isn't the only way the White House is looking to crack down on the border surge. During her trip to Guatemala, Vice President Kamala Harris announced a few other initiatives. She says the White House is investing in affordable housing, agriculture businesses, and entrepreneurs in that country. The White House says those investments will end up costing $48 million over the next 4 years. The vice president says the idea is to hopefully create more opportunities for people in their home countries so they don't feel like they have to come to the U.S. for better lives. Harris also told people in Guatemala not to think about making the dangerous trek north. She said, quote, if you come to our border, you will be turned back. Today, she's traveling to Mexico to meet with that country's president, business leaders, and women entrepreneurs. Back home, some Republican leaders are criticizing Harris for not visiting the actual U.S.-Mexico border and seeing the conditions authorities are dealing with there. Neither Harris nor President Biden have visited the border since taking office in January. Soon, a lot more federal agents will be equipped with body cameras. The Justice Department is now requiring they wear them during pre-planned arrests or searches. This is a pretty big reversal of a long-standing policy. Before now, officials have said agents shouldn't use cams because their work often involves confidential sources. They thought the devices could jeopardize sensitive investigations. Well, now, all federal law enforcement agencies, like the FBI and U.S. Marshals Service, have to draft up new policies. They are supposed to lay out when agents must use them, as well as how the footage should be stored and when it can be released. The latest policy change is meant to build public trust in law enforcement. It will affect about 20,000 federal agents and deputies. Millions of Americans are in the middle of a dangerous heat wave. It stretches from the northern plains to New England and down to parts of Texas. Six states set record high temperatures yesterday, mostly in the 90s. And today is expected to be another scorcher. Because of the heat, at least 15 schools in Minneapolis, Minnesota moved to virtual learning. Some schools in Connecticut closed early. And cooling centers opened up in places like Wisconsin, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and Washington, D.C. The extreme heat is expected to last through at least tomorrow. Much more news in a moment, but first, your main host, Erica Mandy, is here to talk about this week's sponsor, Framebridge.
Hi, it's Erica, and I'll admit it, I'm not always the best at knowing how to decorate, but once I have that completed, beautiful space, I love it. And thanks to Framebridge, I love our new nursery. They helped me find the perfect frames for three different photos and made the process so quick and easy. I'll definitely be using Framebridge again for unique, thoughtful gifts. In fact, you can upload your photo and order by Tuesday, June 15th to get guaranteed free delivery in time for Father's Day. You simply go to framebridge.com and upload your photo, preview your item online in any frame style. The expert team at Framebridge will custom frame your item and deliver your finished piece straight to you. Or they can deliver to Dad in time for Father's Day when you place your order by Tuesday, June 15th. Instead of the hundreds you'd pay at a traditional framing store, their prices actually start at just $39, and all shipping is free. Order a custom gift for any dad in your life in minutes. Go to framebridge.com and use the promo code NEWSWORTHY to save an additional 15% off your first order. Go to framebridge.com with the code NEWSWORTHY. You'll love it. Framebridge.com with the code NEWSWORTHY.
For the first time in nearly two decades, federal regulators approved a new drug to treat Alzheimer's. It's a monthly treatment meant for patients with earlier stages of Alzheimer's. It's also the first approved drug meant to slow the disease's progress, not just dementia symptoms. But this drug has kicked up a lot of controversy. That's because a federal advisory committee found there isn't enough evidence to prove the drug actually works. Still, the FDA says it approved the drug because the potential benefits outweigh any risks. So Biogen can sell the drug and doctors can prescribe it. In the meantime, the drug maker has to perform another clinical trial. If the next trial doesn't prove the drug is effective against Alzheimer's, the FDA could take back its approval. About 6 million Americans have Alzheimer's already, and the Alzheimer's Association predicts the number of people with the disease worldwide will double by 2050. As expected, Apple showed off some new features at its Worldwide Developers Conference. For example, the iOS 15 software, which will be available for iPhones this fall. It will include some major upgrades to the FaceTime app, like the ability to schedule FaceTime calls, share your screen or videos or music on calls, and FaceTime with people who have Android devices. iOS 15 also gives users more control over notifications. A few other noteworthy items: AirPods will now have a conversation mode, so you can increase voice volume without making the ambient noise around you louder. Apple Maps will now show certain items in 3D, like buildings and other landmarks. New software for the Apple Watch will include a function to track your breathing, and so much more. Apple's Developers Conference continues all week. Amazon's internet sharing program turns on today. It's called Amazon Sidewalk. It applies to devices like Echo speakers, Ring security cameras, and smart outdoor lights. Starting today, all of those devices will be connected. And not just the ones in your own home. Sidewalk will also connect to other devices that are within range of the Wi-Fi signal. That means devices in your neighbor's houses. To power this, Sidewalk will use internet bandwidth from your home and others around you. The idea is to keep all your smart devices working, even if your home internet goes down. But critics have expressed concerns about privacy, since every everything will be connected, your data will travel through your neighbor's devices too. However, Amazon says all of the data is encrypted and secure. So, for example, your neighbor couldn't access the video footage from your home security cameras. Amazon is automatically enrolling all compatible devices into Sidewalk, but if you don't like the sound of it, you can manually opt out on your apps. Gymnast Simone Biles made history yet again. She won a record 7th national women's all-around title this week. That ties her with the most titles won by any American. And once more, she did a move that's never been done before. This one is called simply the Biles. It includes 2 flips and 3 twists, and of course, she nailed it. Later this month, Biles is expected to earn her place on the U.S. Olympic team. Then she's hoping to become the first woman to win back-to-back Olympic championships in more than 50 years. The Tokyo Games start in less than 7 weeks. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. And today's trivia question is, what year was the very first model of the iPhone released? Find and follow us on Instagram at NewsworthyPod to play along and find out the answer in our Instagram stories. Now your main host, Erica Mandy, is back to share the answer to last week's trivia question, celebrating 1,000 episodes of this podcast.
Thanks so much. And yes, it's Erica here again. Before we get into it, I want to take a quick break because this episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. If there is anything that stops you from being your best and happiest self, why not fix that? It's sometimes tough for us to recognize on our own what might be holding us back, but a professional can help you identify it and move past it. BetterHelp is a great way to connect with a professional counselor in a safe and private online environment, so it's convenient, confidential, and affordable. And their licensed counselors specialize in everything from grief to self-esteem to family conflicts and much more. Plus, you can communicate with them in whatever way works best for you. Text, chat, phone, and video, all from the comfort of your own home. If you've ever worried about the cost of traditional offline counseling, BetterHelp is more affordable and financial aid is available. In fact, as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. I want you to start living a happier life today. So join more than 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Go to BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Okay, so we had 2 trivia questions last week in honor of 1,000 episodes of the Newsworthy podcast. First, what letter represents the number 1,000 in Roman numerals? The answer is M. And our second question, on what date did the Newsworthy publish its very first episode? And the answer is August 28th, 2017. So this fall, we will be marking 4 years since we launched the show. On that first day, we got just a couple hundred downloads, probably mostly friends and family. And now the Newsworthy has been downloaded close to 15 million times and counting. And I'm just so grateful to all of you who tune into the show every day, who help us spread the word and grow this wonderful community, and who have left those 5-star reviews. It all means so, so much to us. Of course, a special shout out to the Newsworthy insiders who support us monthly or yearly. Your support goes such a long way. And if you are interested in becoming an insider, you can go to thenewsworthy.com/insider to learn more. And finally, a huge thanks to the Newsworthy team for helping to get the show on the air daily and do all the other things behind the scenes, especially right now while I'm on maternity leave. Your hard work is so, so appreciated. I miss you all, but I will be back soon enough. For now, I'll toss it to your fabulous fill-in host.
Thanks, Erica, and thank you for turning to the Newsworthy to get your news each day. As always, we'll be back with more news tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.